Police and troops in Thailand's rebellious Muslim south have beefed up security ahead of tomorrow's constitutional referendum, fearing rebels will sabotage the polls in retaliation for the arrests of dozens of Muslim suspects. Moving back toward democracy after last year's bloodless coup, over 45 million people are eligible to vote in the nation's first ever referendum to choose a new constitution, Chris Altieri reports.
The people of Thailand are called to the polls 11 months after a bloodless military coup in which Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was accused of corruption and abuse of power, was deposed. Voters are being asked to reject or endorse a new constitution. If it passes, it will be Thailand's 18th charter, and general elections will be held by the end of the year, according to the government. If it fails, then within 30 days, another unspecified past constitution will be chosen, and most probably elections will be further delayed. Critics complain that neither democracy nor choice is playing much of a role in the proceedings, because a rejection of the military-approved proposal means the generals will then be free to impose a constitution without further consultation with the voters. Those opposing the junta's referendum are principally Thairak Thai supporters, the party of the former prime minister, who are concentrated in the capital Bangkok and rural areas. They denounce that the constitution is strongly anti-democratic. Almost half of all senators would be appointed, not elected. They would be chosen by a committee of judges and bureaucrats, something that would blur the lines between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. Moreover, they protest a clause granting an apparently all-encompassing amnesty for activities related to the September 2006 coup. Defenders of the proposed charter concede it is imperfect, but argue it is the best way out of the political morass that led the military to seize power last September 19th. I'm Chris Altieri.